WRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
More schedule talk coming up in a little bit. We'll also go over Mr. John Forcade. More what David Griffin have to say yesterday. All I know is this, man. I can't find a Pels fan anywhere, much less anybody that just covers sports in the city that didn't say yesterday's presser. I mean, they're comparing it to the first Sean Payton press conference and saying it's that good, if not better. In just terms that it just smacked you in the face of professionalism, and you were left with, okay, they hired a guy that gets it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's a little bit I know about the guy. They got a great guy there. The question is, AD ain't staying. I don't care what everybody says.
Let's talk about it. Because yesterday morning, Joe Varden, NBA senior writer for The Athletic, based over in Cleveland and over covering the Spurs and Nuggets game three tonight in San Antonio, joins us because I know a bit of Nostradamus yesterday, writing a piece that, hey, maybe the first bit of business for Mr. David Griffin, isn't exactly thinking of the trade for AD, but maybe keeping him. And I went, well, what? And then sure enough, around 1 p.m., David Griffin actually said that very thing. Joe Varden joins us now here on the show in the Sports Hangover. Thanks, Joe. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm fine, and the name of your radio show is just fantastic and very fitting for me.
Well, I can tell you, Joe, that it was named because of we used to start it at 10 a.m. Okay, the show started at 10 back in the day. So when Larry Holder, The Athletic, and I talked about, we started the show together, and that's how it came to be, the Sports Hangover, because normally on 10 a.m. days, we were literally, Bloody Marys, for sure, my friend. Joe, you were a bit of a, savant here. What made you think that David Griffin was going, at the very least, publicly come out and say, hey, look, let's see where AD is, rather than come out yesterday and be like, peace?
God, where could I possibly have gotten that?
Exactly. That's why we have you on, Joe.
Listen, David Griffin and I go way back. Rich Paul and I go way back. There's all kinds of things in their history together that point you to this. And then when you just sit down and you have the conversations that I have in this job with various people throughout the league, without naming any names, you get the sense that this was the direction that Griff would want to go, and sure enough, he came right out and said the things that you saw in the Athletic report yesterday. And it's just, I think everybody needs to understand this won't necessarily work, but Griff built a winner around LeBron. He did, and you can't just say, that the Cavs won because LeBron's awesome, because now you look at what happened in Los Angeles. He's only a year removed from being the best player in the game, and they were a total mess.
Right.
So Anthony Davis believes he's the best player in basketball, so Griff's going to sit down with him, and he's going to say, look at what I did for LeBron. Here are our assets in New Orleans. Got $25 million in cap space, potentially. We have first-round picks from now through 2026. This is how I can build a winner around you. And Anthony has said he wants to win, so this is a conversation worth having.
Joe, what kind of person are we getting here in New Orleans? I said he was impressive in the 14-minute open, the Q&A. I loved hearing when someone brought up small market and he literally said BS but not the initials and went full word. He came across like he got it. And for people here, I can promise you, Joe, they've been thirsty for it because they were tired of it not being run properly. So we're excited, but you have that background with him. What exactly are we going to get here in New Orleans?
Yeah, so you've got a professional, for one, like you guys are saying, and then he also has he has a championship, which gives you, just makes you feel a little bit more comfortable in what you're doing anyway. And then I think he feels a lot more comfortable with the room to operate that Mrs. Benson gave him in New Orleans, more so than what he had in Cleveland. So he's feeling all of it. And then the second thing that I think everyone needs to understand about him down there is he is a master communicator. He is great in public. He is great behind the scenes. He is able to deliver his own message with great effect. And I think you saw that yesterday. And I think that's one of his strongest traits. He's somebody who lets you know where he stands and gives a good direction, you know, for any organization. I also think that he's been good at surrounding himself with the right people, which I think he's going to do with New Orleans as well. I think he not only assembles a great staff, but he relies on these guys. Like, there's a lot of stuff in the piece that I wrote yesterday that got very specific about the moves they made in Cleveland to surround LeBron with the right players. Griff gets credit for that because he was the GM at the time, but a bunch of that stuff wasn't his idea, or wasn't the mechanics behind it were done by his lieutenants. And so he's really good about delegating that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, I know that it's been a source of frustration with the Pelicans over the last several years about basically being mismanaged. So I think this is a great start for you guys. I really do.
Joe Vardon, NBA senior writer for The Athletic. And, you know, one of the things that I think that I was excited about, I remember last Tuesday, that final regular season game with the Warriors. I'm like, don't go boo him. I would have a sign of the poster board. It was a hypothetical question. I gave you a Sharpie and a poster board, what's your message, you know, to AD or just in general? I'm like, thank you. I think without what happens, okay, Joe, I don't think it's a wake-up call for the organization. And I think there that is. And now you literally can go in a number of directions. You can try to keep AD. Look, say what you want about the guy. We saw him. When he was invested, the guy is good. If you trade him, you can get some assets and you can go in a number of directions. Build with youth, do young veterans, do whatever you want. Let's see what happens on May 14th. You know, if you get a top four pick, if you win the lottery. So there's a lot of things to go here. And I think that's why, Joe, wouldn't you agree? I'm excited if I'm a Pels fan as to what maybe can happen. And if you're David Griffin, you have a lot to work with here.
Yeah, and I didn't realize until I started to do the research and reporting for yesterday's piece just how much they had to work with. And you know that going into the lottery that they had the seventh worst record, I think. So
yep.
I don't have the odds in front of me, but they have a chance to move up. So that's great. And I don't want to anoint the Pelicans the 2021 NBA champions or anything like that necessarily. But in talking to executives around the league, they feel better about the Pelicans now. They think that Griff's going to do a great job. And again, just what we've all been saying, I mean, he has a track record of doing it. And so there is absolutely reason to feel optimism down in the bay.
In covering the NBA as long as you have, I'm interested to get your take on this, because I thought we did a show of, you know, when the candidates were announced that they were starting the interview process. I was like, okay, I asked fans, what would be the one question that you would like ownership to ask of those candidates? And one of mine was, where's the NBA the next 3 to 5 years? I need a vision, you know, and I think that's something that lacked, well, with the Pels, man, since they've really moved here. Just where you can point to it, dot on a timeline and go, look, this is where you're going to be here, or where the league is sort of going. You're seeing the influx again, and not that it's new, of foreign players and such, but positionless basketball, things of that nature. Joe, where do you think the NBA is going to be in 3 to 5 years? And do you have to think like that when you're building the Pels?
Boy, that's a great question. And it's hard. I guess it just depends on what direction you want to take with this. If you look around the league and you look at teams like Denver and teams like the Clippers, they are really invested. They have been invested in drafting well and developing their young talent. And then from a Clipper perspective, they're doing all this, and they had this shocking win the other night, and then they're going to try to go out and get that last piece in free agency. So I think in one sense, the way the league is going, you're going to see much more of an emphasis on drafting right and team building. Whereas you would say that over the last 4 or 5 years, you haven't seen that as much in the league, at least from the best teams. And, of course, that's because the last 4 seasons we've had Cleveland and Golden State in the finals. Now, in Golden State, they drafted Steph. They drafted Clay. They drafted Draymond. All three of those guys turned out to be superstars. So the Warriors actually did this better than anybody, but then they went out and got the ultimate mercenary to go from being a super ridiculous great team to maybe the best team of all time. So,
right,
you know, they kind of skewed that, but it's, you want to, or you're going to see more of a Warrior model about drafting and protecting those guys and re-signing them and those things. As far as the pace of play and the way the game is being played, I just think for a long time we're going to shoot threes and layups because there's too much data that supports it, and I don't know how you can defend that. Like, you know, like in the NFL, I mean, you guys obviously, you're big Saints guys. You know, for a while we run the ball, for a while we throw it, we do, you know, it depends on what the defenses are taking away. There was a year or two where everybody's running the option. It's more so what the league adjusts to. But in basketball, there's too many analytics that say you either need to shoot threes or get to the rim. And there's not anything you can do defensively to change that. So what you have going for you now in New Orleans is you have a big who can shoot threes, who can run the floor, and who can handle the ball. So if you want to keep AD, you don't, you know, you can do that and play the way the modern NBA is going. And I think if you don't, if you can't keep them, then you're in a good position to trade for the kinds of pieces that you would want to build around for a future NBA.
Joe, final question for you here, and I got about 60 seconds. Do you think AD stays here?
You know, I don't think it is likely. I don't. But again, it's a conversation worth having, and the message Griff is going to deliver is compelling. There is reason to believe him, and there is evidence and data, and they have the assets. So I don't think it is likely. I also do not think it is out of the question.
Joe Varden, thank you so much for your time this afternoon in San Antonio, covering the Nuggets and Spurs for The Athletic. He's an NBA senior writer. He must follow at Joe Varden. And, of course, go check out all the stuff from The Athletic as well. Joe, thank you for your time this afternoon. Let's catch up sooner rather than later, closer towards the draft, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep, for sure. John Forcade, some very good info there as well.
You know, he made a comment about, you know, the way the NBA is going to threes and shooting out wide and running layups. When Alvin got here, he tried that. Remember, AD's out there shooting three-pointers.
Did you have the players to build around it? Yeah. Remember what Dell Timms did? He went and got another big man for him. You know?
Right.
The two players that he thought were going to be shooting threes and Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon went to Houston. So, you know, it's like hiring Sean Payton or Sean McVay to run your NFL offense. And then all you do is start getting them running backs and no receivers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you said this to me, I think last Thursday. What's the most important thing for a head coach? You were telling me it's the relationship with your general manager boss, and he's got to support you, right?
Yeah, they got to be on the same page. And that was the problem we had here with the basketball team. Trust me. Yep. We had Demps doing whatever he wanted to do. He didn't care about the coaching. He didn't care. It was all about Demps. Demps wanted to make a name for himself. He should have been fired 5 years ago.
Joe Varden, right, said he has a great relationship with David Griffin and Clutch Sports and Rich Paul. We had Brian Windhorst on this week. Knows David Griffin, close relationship with Rich Paul. Same thing, we had Kurt Heelan. Knows David Griffin, knows Rich Paul. All three gentlemen we've had on this week have said David knows what he's doing.
Okay.
He decided to keep Alvin Gentry. So to your point, you tell me if it's was it the coach or was it what was being left for him? When we come
we'll
back,
find out.
Lee wants to get involved. Trey has come in. He wants to get involved as well.
And I'm going to say this before we go to the break, real quick. I'm going to bet you a frozen hamburger patty that AD's not here next year.
Okay, well, because that's where we're going. I want to hear from you three guys. Would you like AD to come back? Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Hi folks, Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. Spring is here and it's time for you to spring into action. Tell us what you want and we will deliver. Want excitement? Come see the all-new 2019 Mazda 3. This car is one of the most eye-catching, exhilarating, and safest vehicles on the road today. Want power? Come drive the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Available with Mazda SkyActiv-G 2.5T engine. With 250 horsepower, this engine gets you moving. Want comfort? Come check out the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-9. The perfect vehicle for the family with seating for seven. Maybe you're wanting a phenomenal deal. Come save on a new 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback or a new 2018 Mazda CX-9. Take $4,000 off the MSRP. That's $4,000 off. Plus, this month, you'll receive 2 years of complimentary maintenance on every new Mazda purchase. So come spring forward and get your new Mazda at Barker Mazda. Give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or check us out on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, located in Big 3 Auto Corner with St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on!
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to Vinny's. We are here each and every Thursday, 3217 Ridgeley Drive in Metairie. I don't know if it's the calm before the storm just yet. Wow, now Darwin shows up. Now we know it's a real good show.
What is Joey playing?
Let's see, what was it saying?
What's
stormy weather, that's right.
God.
We got headsets galore. We got people ready to get in. Okay, so Lee showed up first, so you'll go first.
Yep.
Trey, you're up, and then Dowen after Trey. I'm looking forward to getting all of these takes and opinions.
Oh, can't wait to hear their comments.
Well, we will start with you since you are the man of the hour, as always.
Okay.
All right. I'll ask you simply.
Shoot it, baby.
Okay. I'm going to play so everyone is on the same page.
All right.
Okay. This is what David Griffin said about Anthony Davis and Clutch Sports yesterday.
Fortunately, because of the presence of people like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and leadership in that locker room from a veteran presence like James Jones and Channing Frye, Dante Jones, Kendrick Perkins. We have a very long, successful history together with Clutch Sports. Rich Paul and I have spoken about Anthony, and I think we are both excited about what we could potentially build here. I have plans to sit down with them both. But once again, like with Alvin, the only reason history matters is that you can have a very frank, very candid conversation. Rich Paul and I were part of succeeding in the manner that they can understand, and they will understand when I say this. You are either all the way in or you are all the way out, and there is no in between. When the measure of success in your franchise is going to be championships and generational excellence, this is not something that we negotiate about. This is not something we make allowances for. This is something that you live every day of your life. And I have every reason to believe Anthony will want to do that.
So there's two sides of this, John. People think, A, literally, you want to try to keep him. The guy's a top five player in the NBA. That happened. We saw it even this year after the trade request. When the guy wants to play, he had like 21 points in 23 minutes. I mean, the guy can play. The other side of it is, well, you got to come out and rebuild that trade stock. He took a hit with all of this, right? And if it comes across, and you know this when we talk about football trades or anybody trades, if people start thinking that no matter what, he's leaving, how much is people really going to offer you? If you start thinking, wait a minute, he may be coming back, it ups the ante again, all of a sudden go, wait, we may not get him? I think it's a brilliant move one way or another, because I could understand speaking to him and going, dude, you are a top five player. You want to win? I'm not Dell. I'm not these other guys. I know what I'm doing. I won with LeBron. You sign with him, your boys with him, he'll tell you. Right? I mean, bottom line, end of the day, he is a good player. And I also think it was brilliant of him to come out and say that publicly, as you just heard Joe say. He did that on purpose.
Right.
He let the league know, hey, man, it's not a given. Let me talk to him. He never gave us a date when he's going to talk to him. But now he made Danny Ainge and everybody else go, oh boy. Oh, we need to call David, like, today. We need to let David know, look, like, you can go talk to him all you want, but we got Tatum on the table. I think it was brilliant yesterday when you think about it. John, you're taking
it. I agree. It's the first time hearing it. I tried to hear it yesterday, but I agree with you that part. Now, here's my part about it. When he was at Cleveland, he didn't run the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was run by LeBron. LeBron told him who he wanted to go get, how to go get him, when to get him, who to fire and everything. That's that. The guy, I have nothing against Griffin. But let's not pat him on the back yet because he hadn't done anything here. He had LeBron James on his team. That's the big difference. Now, with all that being said, I'm not sold on the coach. I am not sold on him. Now, AD's already said he wanted out of here weeks ago, months ago. He wanted out of here. Mm-hmm. How do you know he don't want out of here because of the head coach? You don't know that. How do you know he don't want out of here? Because I just don't want to be playing in New Orleans. This guy's like a walk in all of a sudden and say, I'm not Demps. I'm me, and I'm going to stick. Well, if he's so buddies with Rich Paul, why don't you put Rich Paul on the payroll and then make all his players come to you? So I'm not sold yet on the AD. AD's not going to be here. I'm telling you right now, that burger, I'll even cook it after, you know, frozen, I'll cook it. AD ain't staying here. This is all smoke right now to blow it. And I agree with you saying, though. He's using that as leverage.
I think it was a brilliant
negotiating
tactic.
The only thing he can
go,
because AD does not want to be. How's AD going to come here after giving everybody a high five, but four fingers were down?
I'm with you.
One finger salute. I'm number one, you know?
I hear you.
And all the other stuff he done.
Lee, you're on deck. Jimmy, thanks for calling us on the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. Jimmy, what you got?
Hey, I agree with you guys. I don't know if it's his success because he had a young LeBron. I'm optimistic. You know, I see he's buddy-buddy with Gentry. Obviously, I'm not a big fan of Alvin Gentry. He's just not a winner anywhere. I don't think it's a injury issue. I know a lot of people who love Gentry say, well, we've had a lot of injuries here. Yes, we have, but he didn't win with the Pistons, and he won one year with his Suns with, like, two Hall of Famers on the roster. I'm not sold on him being so buddy-buddy with them. I know Gentry's under contract. But I think what you lose by keeping Gentry, or what you gain by keeping Gentry, maybe contract wise, you lose from a fan base. John, you're right. Gus, you're right. It's probably a hustle. I don't think he'll be back after the that's all folks and the middle finger. I don't think he can be back. But then again, Gus, you're right because he has to say this because if every team knows he has to leave within 3 months,
bingo.
Then we have no leverage whatsoever. Ainge is going to offer us Tatum and a bag of chips, and then what? What can we do? We can't do anything. So technically speaking, guys, we could say to him, look, you're under contract for another year.
Bingo.
You got to go play. Whether you're flipping fans off or not, whether the fans like it or not, we cannot get backed into a corner on this trade because if we do, we're going to get screwed. That's it. Simple as that. Ainge. And anyone with any sense of, you know, haggling knows this. And they're going to offer us Tatum and a bag of chips. And now what?
It's funny you say that, Jimmy, because Brian Windhorse keeps bringing up, and I'm going to play here, coming up on The Jump, what they had to say in PTI on this move yesterday. Brian Windhorse interrupted Tracy McGrady saying, February. February, really, the trade deadline next year.
Yeah.
It's really, so he's right. He could absolutely, Griffin, be like, dude, you're starting the season with us.
And trade him in February.
And trade him at the February deadline.
He might not get as much, but
teams might be a little more desperate to try to go do something.
Because of playoff teams.
Exactly right. So it's something to keep in mind that now Jimmy noticed as a fan, and also Brian Windhorse pointed out here another. Trey, you're on the on-deck circle. You've been shaking your head, and you're just angry.
He's over there going nuts.
Big Lee, thanks for going on, my friend. What's going on, dude?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just have to chime in on this because when I heard that we hired David Griffin, and I just thought that once we hired David Griffin, I knew that there will be a lot of negotiating going on as far as okay, guys, look, the meeting with AD is going to go like this. He's going to sit down with AD and say, look, I know you want out. I want you out. But let me orchestrate this the way I need to do to make the Pelicans whole and to make you whole. So I need you to not clap back. I need your agent to shut his mouth. And I need you to act like I'm open to coming back for the Pelicans so we can get the most possible we can get for you and move you to where you need to go. That's how leaders do. And that's what Dell Demps, I think, failed to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I was so glad we got leadership in this organization now.
You know, not to interrupt you here. I got to hit the break, and I'll come back here and continue. Mm. But I do think as we go to break, I was texting back and forth with Trey about this when we saw David Griffin's name. I look at it as a negative. His relationship with LeBron, his relationship with Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, and all that. Hearing it now through three different guests, hearing him say it, I think it's an absolute positive. Whether you like it or not, we've all been there. Whether it's exes or whether it's family members, mother-in-laws, employers, sometimes you got to do business or coexist with people you don't like.
Yep.
Is it? Right? And the best way to do that is if you can get those people to accept you and just move on. You ain't got to be friends with them. You ain't got to. I've had employers, I've had coworkers where they don't get along with everyone else. I'm, Switzerland or whoever, who's neutral that all the time. I'm neutral with those people, right? And then you have one side of the office that can't stand that guy, and that guy can't stand the other side of the office, but we get along with both sides. You know why? I'm neutral.
Look, I'm in the same boat here. I don't like you one bit. I'm sitting here next to you for
nothing. I'm the same way, too.
I never liked you.
Yeah, every time you walk in, I go, oh, no, here we go. But you know what? I invite you every week because I keep you happy.
What's that thing you're growing under your chin over there?
This is called a Gus beard right here. It's nothing like Trey over here.
It's a big difference. No. February, that might grow out.
Well, yes, you noticed. I'm hairless.
Yeah, you're looking at the white legs.
Yeah, you like them legs, huh? Lee, we'll continue with your thoughts. Darwin is diving into his salad. We'll get his take. Trey, keep warming up. You're on the on-deck circles. The Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill on ESPN New Orleans.
Has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hey, head to Macy's right now for 25% off Nike gear for the entire family. Get motivated with great prices on graphic tees, leggings, shorts, and more warm weather must-haves from Nike. Plus, you'll also get 25% savings on Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas styles for women, men, and kids, too. So no matter what spring has in store, Macy's has unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Refresh your active style today with 25% off Nike, Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas for the whole family at Macy's and Macy's.com.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, all I know is that Jordan the intern's in trouble. Sarah's pacing near the table, wondering why Jordan the intern, John Forkett, has not responded.
Everybody else came
tweet.
Here tonight.
Yeah, imagine that.
I mean, the weather.
I mean, Trey's here, Lee's here, John's here, Dowling and Company's here. By the way, your company. If you wore a Cubs hat, I'd reference your name, but your company right now. So, you know. It's not that I'm against the Astros. It's just it's not a Cub hat. That's all. Nah. That's all it is. No big deal. Anyway, all right, Lee, finish your thoughts.
Gus, I'm just happy that professionalism has come to the organization. And the fact that this guy, I see, when he went out and said what he said in the press conference, I saw right through it. He knows that AD wants out of here, okay? And I think everybody else around this city knows that AD wants out. I don't know if Gentry is his reason or not. It doesn't matter. When he's decided to retain Gentry mm-hmm. without consulting with AD, he already know, okay, I just need – I mean, when AD and I have that conversation, I need you, AD, come sit down. All right, look, you still under contract for a year technically. Okay, I'm going to try to get you out here to the best situation for you and the best situation for the Pelicans. But what I need you to do is not – and Rich Paul to do is not clap back. Let me work my magic. Let me see what I can do. And I'll get you out of here. Wherever else you go, mm-hmm. you just convince them you interested in signing long term. Okay? Wherever I get you to go so that we can get the most assets we can for you. And then you can call your own shots right. once you leave here.
All right, let me ask you this. And I just asked this to Joe Varden. Which direction would you go? Would you go with the trade AD build through that? Would you go with the, obviously you got to wait to see what the draft lottery is going to give you as well. Combination of both, build around Drew. I mean, what direction you think you can, would you prefer to see this team go?
I want to see them continue with the pace. I like the pace of play that they're doing. I think they're on to something. I just think you need the right pieces to come in with that. And maybe trading AD will be that launching board that they need to get those pieces to run tempo offense. Okay. Like they want to do. And I think that David Griffin's committed to that style of play as well by retaining Alvin Gentry. So by him retaining Alvin Gentry, I think he's committed to that style of play. So, hey, let's go ahead on and get what we can for AD and build around Drew and build around Randall uh-huh. and the rest of the guys and let's let training camp start. Let's see. Let the cream rise to the top. See who your starting five is going to be.
Start fresh. You know, I'm all about that.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, you know, you got to start fresh. You got to get – if you got a new general manager / VP of operations, let him bring the right players in here. Get something for AD. You know doggone well AD's not going to be around. And then go get some players for him. I like Randall. I like Okafor, Holiday. I mean, you got some players you can bring on board here with these guys that we already have here and just get some more picks and some younger ones. And you know, eventually I'm telling you going to happen. I just could see a new coach in there midway through next season. I'm sorry. But
really? I'm putting you down. You're not a Gentry fan.
No, I'm not. You know, like someone else just called and say, right. He's got a losing record. Everywhere he's got a losing record.
Okay.
And he's one time with the Pelicans to the playoffs.
Okay. This just in, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Has nothing to do with sports, but we'll get to Trey's take here in a quick second. But we have to interrupt the string of takes based off of we finally did get a response and reply from Jordan the intern as Lee bids farewell. Thank you, Lee, for stopping by. Appreciate it.
All right, Lee.
Sarah here from Vinny's. You tweeted earlier what to Jordan?
I said, stop being a little peep. That storm ain't.
Wow.
saying, crap, you're supposed to be at the Caddy Shack. And he said, whoa, believe me, I would much rather be there than writing a research paper.
Oh, see, I read that wrong. I thought he said he would much rather write a research paper than be here.
Mm-mm. He much rather be here. With me.
Okay.
Oh.
Lovely me.
Hey, look, I mean, again, There it is. Violin music. Look, it's
Jordan misses me just as much as you did.
Well,
Josh.
I mean, well, you were doing the night shift for a while, so we hadn't seen you. It's been a while, and
here I am.
Here you are,
back in the flesh.
It's almost a night shift because it's pretty dark out there all day.
It is almost.
That's why Jordan's home in his bunker right now.
He's hunkering down.
He's being a little brat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Your day's ruined now.
How many steak specials today so far?
I thought it was tonight.
No, it's all day. That's the best part about our specials.
I thought it was just a nighttime
deal. No, it's all day.
No, you can get any of our specials from the time that we open at 11 till the time our kitchen closes.
I got you now.
What is the new special on Monday?
Monday, it's snow crab legs for $18. You get corn and potatoes. They're really good. I had some a couple weeks ago.
Corn and potatoes, you had the crab legs.
I had the crab legs with the corn and potatoes. Okay. Gus, you're fired. You are fired.
Tell everybody about the happy hour.
Happy hour is every day from 3 to 7. And then on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we have a late night happy hour from 10 to close.
Thank you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to...
You get back to texting now.
Yeah, get back to... Just go give Jordan heck. That's all I really care about, John. I do enjoy watching this. Do you see? The relationship that's going on.
I've just noticed. My first time noticing it.
Just remember, you weren't here. Trey was here as we bring him in.
Have we fired David Griffin yet?
No, stop it.
Trey, you're not a David Griffin fan. Why is that? What?
All right, Trey,
well,
go ahead.
I got to hear it.
Mind you, we break in 5 minutes.
Yeah, long story we'll get to after break. Short story, didn't want him leading up to this. My first choice was Hinkie. A dark horse choice, maybe Peja. Kings are doing real good. He's the assistant GM there. He's a name out here.
He fired a coach that got 39 wins.
Yeah,
well, seven seasons of the Kings.
That happened after the David Griffin thing, okay. So my thought process didn't include that leading up to it. But that would be one mess up for Peja, and that would actually be Vlade who did that, not Peja. Maybe Peja argued against it, Gus.
Okay.
Shut up.
I didn't know. Okay.
So, David Griffin's had the job for a week. He's already messed up twice. He wants to keep Alvin Gentry around. He wants to keep AD around. Now, everybody said everything they want to say about AD personally, about why they don't want him here anymore, that's all, folks, the flipping off the bird, all that stuff. I agree with all that, too. But football reasons.
Football.
Gus, you're like 90 years old. John, you're like 110.
Yep.
You guys remember the Herschel Walker trade.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who served better in that trade, the Cowboys or the Vikings? I want to be the Cowboys.
Yes.
I want all that stuff coming in.
Yes.
And the caller before that said, Jason Tatum and a bag of chips? Fine. I'll take that. Because I'm worried about Griffin because of his special relationship with Clutch Sports. Go ahead. I'm going to give AD and Rich Paul what they want. I'm going to go send him over to the Lakers. I'm
going to
take that Godfather offer. Even though Lonzo is trash, Ingram has a blood issue, Kuzma is older than AD, Zubac ain't on the Lakers anymore, and I'm not sure Josh Hart's in the NBA anymore. That's such a great deal. You can't turn it down. Please.
He never said he was going back to the Lakers. The Lakers have
I'm also worried that he might send him to Cleveland for Kevin Love.
We get a little love here. We get a little love in the city.
Trade text me.
Build a team around a white guy. We'll get attendance. Sure. But everything else is bad.
When the candidate list came out, Trey goes, if we trade him for Kevin Love, and it was just dot, dot, dot. I'm like... Man, let's see. I said, look, I thought at first, I don't know if I want a guy that has that kind of relationship. But at the end of the day, you have to realize, I mean, if they have power and they are tied into, and look, a lot of us want them to win the lottery, right? What if Zion Williamson signs with Clutch Sports and you go in it in negotiations or you go in it already with this AD thing, with this, I don't like you. I don't like Clutch. I want y'all out of the league.
I can trade AD for a bunch of stuff, and I can trade Zion for a bunch of stuff.
Here's my take. What do y'all think AD's worth? Two draft picks, two number ones, and, you know.
I think he's worth Tatum and all their picks, and Horford to make the salaries match.
At least two first-round picks.
They got four.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get four.
All of them.
You want all.
Then they're not getting Anthony Davis. That's how that works. That's how I want the GM to act.
Uh-huh. You don't think he's going to do that?
No, I think we're going to get Kevin Love.
You're not getting Kevin Love.
Or we're getting Lonzo and a two.
Look.
You get his dad. You get LaVell.
Good. I'm going to have Annie Apple and LaVar Ball in the same city. Awesome, John. Awesome.
Wow.
Grab the cameras. Let's start filming a show.
So, Brian Windhorst, Joe Vardon, Kurt Heelan, these three guys that know the NBA within today and yesterday have come on our show and have had nothing but...
They all love Rich Paul and LeBron. They're all on the payroll with him.
Okay.
I know. I sound like Alex Jones right now. But you even said it. You mentioned it when you listed all their names. You did this like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yes. You're like, so-and-so loves Rich Paul.
Yeah.
Brian Windhorst. Shit, we already know. We saw him this morning in bed with him.
Right.
Oh, my bad. I said the word.
Yeah.
And then we got another guy who, I forget his name too, John Vernon.
Yeah.
Loves Rich Paul.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who doesn't love Rich Paul.
They didn't say they love Rich Paul. They know Rich Paul. They've worked with them and they talk.
I'm the guy who's not in bed with Rich Paul.
Yeah, but you gotta know how they operate though.
And
these are people that know how to operate.
We're keeping Alvin Gentry around. Becky Hammon's right there.
So you would rather
Gail Benson right there.
Nothing against
Gail and Becky running the world.
Would you rather an unproven coach than a coach that again has had a working relationship with the new president of basketball operations?
Well, let's talk about their relationship because they know each other from when they and Steve Kerr together ran Phoenix into the ground. Right, let's talk about David Griffin's resume. They ran Phoenix into the ground. Then he goes to Atlanta and awesome. He kept the Hawks in neutral. Great. Then he goes to Cleveland. Sure, he won a title. LeBron was there. Is LeBron coming to New Orleans? No, he's not. And then, oh yeah, LeBron left David Griffin. So they have such a great relationship, he still left him.
Okay.
Wow.
Mind you, the Cavs got rid of David Griffin and LeBron was unhappy. That's why.
Don't come at me with your facts, Gus. I had 95% of that right.
Okay.
You know what I have right? David Griffin gave Tristan Thompson $80 million. He did that.
Yeah. Well, that was a bad decision. But
gave JR like 50.
But by going by John Forcade's theory, maybe that was LeBron trying to hook up his boy.
Oh, that was LeBron's deal.
LeBron, there you go. I mean, I'm with you. I would have never given Tristan Thompson that kind of money.
That's like, and they're saying, oh, well, they had to do that to keep LeBron, so we won a title.
And
so,
what if Tristan Thompson comes with
David Love?
That's too much salary coming back. Thankfully, we're not able to do that. Trade machine won't work.
Okay, I'm making sure. I'm just trying to think of the worst possible trades now to upset you.
What I'm worried about now is people are like, oh, you keep those pieces around to keep the star happy. Okay, so are we going to give Solomon Hill a 7-year deal now to keep AD happy to keep him here?
Oh, boy.
Because that's kind of what David Griffin did in Cleveland.
All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Trey. John.
Trey.
So we heard from Lee. We heard from Trey. We'll go to break, and we'll hear from Downwind.
That Red Bull kicked in early.
See what he has to say about it. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it. Trey's been waiting for days to say that. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. No, I see the winds picking up. And, it's getting closer.
Yeah, they were saying after 3 o'clock, the weather's coming in.
Come on in and ride the storm out, Sarah. What can possibly go wrong?
We might have to all hunker in here for the night.
Exactly right. Sports, you got the Jeep. I'm going in
your
Jeep.
Yeah,
you have to bring
Jeep.
Me home in the Jeep. Like, that thing can go. Have you ever, like, gone through water in that Jeep?
Yeah, I'm going through water. Not over my,
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
No, I haven't.
Water where you went, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's made to.
Yeah, I got it jacked up, too,
All right.
I got it lifted.
We're live at Vinny's. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I think.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional. So you want to get into information technology? Great idea. Who's going to get you there? My Computer Career, the only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade, or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for just a few years? Training to start an IT career is all we do. It's all we've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Ryan Clark here, our colleague, a former Pittsburgh Steeler.
There has been no current teammates that have come to defense of Ben Roethlisberger when Antonio Brown kind of took off on him publicly. Did that surprise you?
No, it didn't. I'm a huge fan of Ben. Ben earned some currency with me that not many people can. Leading is not natural for Ben. You see quarterbacks of teams and you think, okay, this is a guy that's going to protect and take care of players publicly and privately. That's not Ben. He's been trying to learn how to lead on the run. And you know, some of these guys have been thrown under the bus during his weekly show. Some of these guys have been talked to in the building and in meetings about anthem protests in ways that quarterbacks or just people in general shouldn't talk to other people without getting punched in the face. And so to say that I'm surprised that nobody came to his defense, I'm not.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover live at Vinny's. Going to have to get Coach Nate Osborne of the Enola Gold over here on a Thursday. Before we get to Coach, 60 seconds from downwind so you can go enjoy your steak that I just saw they put on your table. Your take on the David Griffin hire?
Well, that was a tough act to follow, but I would say that I do like the hire of Griffin, but the relationship with Clutch Sports does concern me a little bit. I think he had to posture a little bit with the Anthony Davis move of saying possibly staying. I don't think you can do that. He's already shown that he wants to be somewhere else. And once you decide you want to be somewhere else, you need to be able to make that happen. I still want Jason Tatum. I want to get two number twos with that. I don't think you're going to get all four of them. I think you're going to get two twos and a role player to make the numbers work. And I think you need to have the relationship with Clutch to sell Anthony on moving there, because Boston hasn't been the most open arm, you know, city when it comes to certain talent going in that direction. So ultimately, I think the hire is a positive hire. The Gentry situation, I don't like Gentry. I do like the fast pace of play, but I think there's some other things when you talk about situational coaching, in-game coaching. Gentry does lack a little bit there,
okay.
And I don't like his lineup situations many a times. He doesn't rot a hot hand. You may see a guy that has shown some production, and all of a sudden, three games down the road, he's not even playing anymore. So,
fair.
I think we have some talent on the roster that are role players. I think we have a Drew Holiday who's a solid player. I think you can probably re-sign
Julius Randle,
and then those two guys are your cornerstones. You got some young talent that can actually that can play. And then you go out and you put Tatum with that group and you grow. Because Tatum is a guy that I look like Kobe Bryant. He's a Kobe Bryant type player that's a killer. And right. I think during the playoffs, you're going to see this a little bit, and you saw this last year.
All right, Dowern, you join us quite often on our steak special. There. Thank you so much. Go hang out with Billy. I don't know the other member of your party, so I didn't mean to exclude him as well. But David, all right. So Billy and David along with Dowen. Thank you as always. Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold, joins us normally on Wednesdays. Lots to get into yesterday, coach. I wanted to give you your time here. Nice win last weekend over there around Coach John Forcade's over here, parts.
Hello, West Bank, man.
That's right. Still in first place, coach, 8-2. Yeah. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, mate. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you say mate, man. I went, look, coach, I went to, I know, Tim very well, your owner. We both went to Shaw High School and I went out there and watched you guys last year. I think it was your last home game. And, I was telling people about how awesome it is to go out there and watch you guys. I haven't been there this year, but I drove by the other day and I saw more cars parked at Hope Haven. And I can see through the fence there. You guys had a packed crowd out there, and I've got. When's your next home game? I'm coming to it.
I think the next one is May 4th. We've got three in a row: May 4th, 11th, and 18th.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
it'd be a good one to come out to.
I was going to say, Coach, yeah. John mentioned it. You know, just the crowd, and you. We talked last week, and we had a couple of your players here as well. About the, you could see it, you know, every home game getting a little bit bigger. In the 28-19 win against Utah, was that your largest crowd this year?
It was. It was actually our biggest crowd. I think, like the old saying goes, everybody likes a winner. And he's been playing really well, and everyone's been winning. And so everyone's been getting on the bandwagon of NOLA Gold, and it's been great. It's great to have fans there. They're crazy. I think we have one of the funnest crowds in terms of the people in the crowds and the singing and the music playing and all that sort of stuff. So it's a great atmosphere for the boys to play in.
The next two will be on the road, Seattle and Austin. When you take a look at the Seattle Seawolves here, John, you know, for Coach Osborne here, this is a team that's right behind them in the standings. So kind of a big matchup here coming up Sunday, 9 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, it's a big one for us. They're second in the standing, just right behind us. You know, we're excited about the challenge of trying to put a little bit more breathing room between them and us. Keep rolling and, you know, try and secure those home playoffs because we want to play our playoffs down here at home. And, you know, like in the Super Bowl, the road to the Super Bowl goes through here. And so we want to have this year. And we've played really well at home. And Seattle's a tough team. They're defending champs, but we're excited about the challenge of going up there and playing them against their home, in front of their home crowd, I should say.
Coach, I got to ask you this question. A few weeks back, you guys played in Utah in a snowstorm, I guess you can call it. How is it playing soccer rugby in the snow? You know, it's a little different than playing football because you got the pads on, you got the helmet. You guys are out there, you ain't got much clothes on. We running around that snow.
No, it was very cold, the snow, and I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago after we played that game that we've been in here playing for us this year had never even seen snow. So for them to get off the bus and see that there's snow on the ground, and you know, it was exciting, and it was a good experience. And I said a couple of weeks ago, it was a great experience for us to play in the snow and do that and get away with a win. But it's something that we never want to do again. So hopefully, we don't see any snow again because it was cold and it was hard.
Coach, got about a half minute here. 41-31, you guys played back in February here against the Seawolves. Can you take anything from that game leading into this matchup Sunday?
I think we can. I think the way we've been playing all year is a testament to the boys in the squad, and we were missing a few guys through that game, so it was a lot of our younger guys that stepped up that game, and they've pretty much got the same team. They're always harder at home, like most teams are, but I think we can take some confidence in the fact that we got them down here and we bashed them up down here. So I think we can go out there and be really physical with them this week and run them around again.
NOLAGoldRugby.com online is the way to go. Check it out. All the info there, including merch, which is awesome. I love the jersey I got, man. It's really awesome. And, of course, on Twitter, go follow them at NOLAGoldRugby. Next 2 weeks on the road, then they come back. 4K, I'm going to hold you to
that. Yeah, I'm going to. May
4th. Let's go check it out.
Yes, we will be there. Coach, I will be there, definitely. I'm going to join Tim on the sideline and get some tips from Tim.
There you go.
Love it.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk again next week.
It's a blast to go there and watch. The fans are into it.
And you play professional football. Yeah. You had pads.
Yeah,
it takes a whole other level of guy to play this, man.
And I had a woman sitting next to me who played female, mm-hmm. rugby yeah. who was teaching me the rules and telling me what was going on because yeah. I didn't understand for a while. Yeah. But now I just want to watch. I want to watch him hit.
Hour three coming up next. We're live at Vinny's. The rain has started here in Metairie. Be careful out there. Next couple of hours is going to be a little bit dicey. But we're going to entertain you for the next hour. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.